Welcome back to Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Kate.
Today, we're sitting down with Hunter, better known as Health with Hunter on Instagram. He lost 50 pounds in college. But what's even more surprising is how that journey led him deep into the world of non-toxic living, holistic health, and ingredient awareness. From overcoming severe acne and quitting processed foods to completely transforming his lifestyle, Hunter's story is all about taking back control of your health, even when everyone around you thinks you're crazy. In this conversation, we get into how Hunter went from drinking five nights a week in college to losing 50 pounds and overhauling his health. The toxic products he thought were healthy and the swaps that actually made a difference, why his dermatologist put him on Accutane twice without ever asking about his diet or lifestyle, the insane ingredient hidden in healthy juices that no one is talking about, why his family thought he was crazy when he started throwing out their food, and how they all ended up transforming their health. Before we get into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit that like button. Subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast, and let's be real, the more of us out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's.
Welcome back to another episode of Moms Unbothered. I'm Kate, this is Jordan, and we have a very special guest, my friend Health with Hunter. He is on Instagram, and we've been friends for probably a little over a year, I think. We actually have the same management team, which is so fun. So we talk very often. But Hunter is someone who lost 50 pounds, right? 50 pounds during college. So I feel like that is just insane. And also, he kind of trickled into, like, not only did he lose 50 pounds, but he got into like the non-toxic lifestyle and just like making better choice swaps, which fascinates me because me in college and like Jordan in college, that was not something that was on our mind. Like, I just think it's so cool that Hunter was able to not only lose the weight in college, but also just like overall make his health so much better. So Hunter, do you want to give us a little intro of who you are and what you do?
Yes. Thank you, Kate. So yeah, Kate and I became friends a little over a year ago through DM, and then we ended up having the same management company. But I have always lived in New York. I went to school in Michigan at the University of Michigan, and I was pretty unhealthy, crazy alcohol drinker, typical college student my freshman and sophomore year. Then we were sent home because of COVID in the middle of my sophomore year. And junior year, I just took it upon myself to get healthy. I felt like crap. I had like one pivotal moment, the Thanksgiving of my sophomore year, over like right before COVID started, when like I just shifted my health. So over COVID, when people were getting fatter and more unhealthy, I took it upon myself. I'm just going to be straight up. I took it upon myself to really just like take my health into my own hands. And I hated exercising. I remember, you know, you have like photographic, like visual memories of a few things. Like my mom was paying for our gym membership and was like, Hunter, why you never go? And I would get like triggered. And now it's like, I don't go too much, but now it's like so secondhand nature to me to just go. So things have really changed for the better. And I spend my time doing much better things. And I just took it upon myself to understand nutrition and learn about what food is instead of just shoving anything in my mouth without thinking about it, making healthier meals. And then I got started on social media. I was a private account at first, like just so I could see, I could take pictures of my meals. And this was not when I focused on clean eating. Like I would use Pam spray. I would use shitty products all day. And I thought it was healthy because that's what you think at first. Because I think when you're trying to lose weight, there are certain things that you could maybe like revert back from a non-toxic lifestyle, just because it depends how much weight you have to lose. I was 225 pounds. I felt like crap. I had the worst acne. I was on Accutane twice and that didn't even help it. Do you know what Accutane is?
Yeah. I'll tell everybody what it is.
Yeah. So basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's like an overdose of vitamin A that they put into your skin to try to like clear your skin. I was on it twice. I went to a dermatologist. I don't even want to like talk about her, but like I went to a dermatologist who didn't ask me anything about my lifestyle or diet. And not a single thing. All I did was get blood work. And obviously, I didn't need to do the pregnancy test for Accutane. My dermatologist would come in the room and the nurse practitioners would be the ones doing everything. And she would touch my skin and be like, all right, next round. And it's like no questions about my diet, no questions about my lifestyle, products I'm using. And that's why it's so empowering for all of us, what we're doing, all three of us, and just like sharing and helping people every single day for free. It's so fulfilling and it's amazing. So I started my Instagram as basically account for me to see my old meals to get meal inspiration. My friends, I let follow it. And then I started just going public and went public and tagging brands, and slowly but steadily I gained the following, and here I am today.
That's beautiful. You basically, like, you know how people have winter arcs? You had a COVID arc.
Right? I did. Yeah. I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was it like to be in college and navigate college and this lifestyle change all while going through COVID?
So, I mean, masks were everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. My classes at Michigan, which is not a cheap school, were all online, which was insane. I honestly would rather online than sit in a classroom with a mask on, because it's hell. I can't eat out, and like, not wearing a mask, walking to my table, but then you get to the table and you have to take the mask off. It's like crazy. I would say weight loss wise, it honestly helped me a lot learning about protein and fiber and healthy fats and carbohydrates, and learning about not only there's good and bad foods, but learning that some foods fill you up more and some foods are ultra processed trash and garbage, and like learning the difference between those two types of foods. It just clicked and made sense to me. And then I felt different as a result of that. I mean, so going back to the Accutane quickly, I was on it twice, and once was in my 9th grade of high school. So when I was 14, and then I was on it again, over COVID. So while I was losing weight, I was on it again because I was still using crappy products. I didn't understand, like, I was using terrible facial cleansers at the time. Like, I just didn't know anything, you know? And like, I'm so empowered to help people now of all ages, because I didn't have someone like me they probably existed. I just didn't know who they were. And that's why I just want to continue to like gain a larger platform to help more and more people. But I mean, in college, no one really cared about their health. And some people, I'd say acne was a very big trigger for me that helped me. And then also like over that Thanksgiving, like that wake up call from my mom and sister. And just like, I didn't know what I was putting on my plate. Like, I didn't touch the turkey. I went for like the sweet potatoes that were probably in canola oil and all the other shit on the Thanksgiving table. And I didn't touch protein.
Totally. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So did you have a coach when you were doing your weight loss, or like, because you are a coach now and it's like very successful? I love actually reading your clients' like success stories when you post them, because I feel like it probably is just so nice for your clients to have someone who, like, one, genuinely cares about them, but like, two, can also teach them. Like, it's a 2-for-1. You're not only teaching them how to like sustainably lose weight, but like, you're also teaching them about ingredients, which I feel like a lot of coaches don't.
I honestly forgot to even mention that in my intro, but I am a certified health coach, and I've been coaching clients for a long time, individual and group. It's been so fulfilling. It's very draining, because it's just draining with everything that we do on a daily basis. But I still love it. I did not have a coach. I actually started my weight loss journey with Weight Watchers, and that's what taught me about foods, like eating more fruits and vegetables that were 0 points, and eating more proteins because they're lower points. And then you get to things like a Crunch Bar and it's 8 points, and you're like, oh, I should probably avoid that. So there are good and bad side effects to whatever you want to say, impacts of like things like Weight Watchers, because it taught me like what food was. But like, would I recommend it now for anyone? No, I would recommend like something that we preach every day. Ingredients, just being aware of calories and making sure you're prioritizing protein. And then I lost 25 pounds on Weight Watchers, and I got to a stall at 200. And then I started to incorporate more exercise and incorporate more protein and fiber into my diet, which was through a program called F Factor, which I'm so close to the founder today. She's incredible. I never hired her, but she was a great mentor, and like it was very motivational for me.
That's amazing. I'm sure like once you see that, like that change sort of start, it like just takes over, and like you just want to keep going.
Oh yeah. And that's not to say that sometimes I don't eat like crappy foods now, because it's all a balance. Like, I live in New York City. It's the main thing, because I don't go out and drink alcohol. Like, the main thing that I do for socializing is like going out to dinner with friends, and not every restaurant's 100% clean. So like, that's my balance. So people might say it's restrictive, but to me, it's not at all, because I feel, knock on wood, great every day. And like, I know that you guys do too with the life you live, but like, it doesn't mean you're like strict 100% of the time.
I was just going to say Hunter and I are very similar in that like, we are so open about like, yeah, sometimes we have things that like aren't the best for us and that just works for us. I'd rather do that than just feel so restrictive because I have been super restrictive in the past when I was like desperately trying to heal. It's just such a better lifestyle to be like, yeah, 90% of the time I eat amazing. And then like the 10% of the time that I do eat not as well, it's not that big of a deal because what we're doing most of the time is so much more impactful than what we're doing sometimes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so like what were some of the first, I guess like how did you start to learn about like ingredients, not only in food, but like personal products? Like what were some of the first ones that you cut out in all of those categories?
So food was definitely the first thing that I switched. And I would say that had the biggest impact on me more than things like laundry detergent and like cleaning sprays in my home, because food is pretty much everything. Even though the other ones might be simpler swaps that are like not changing, not altering your lifestyle at all. Like I just went to food first. I remember if you scroll to the very bottom of my Instagram, I'm recommending like sugar-free Coffee Mate and Pam Spray because, you know, I thought they were better for you. Then I learned about so many other products and brands, and it's like incredible the difference. But I'd say food-wise, switching the basics, even like the pots and pans, the cookware, an air fryer, which is right there in the back, I just switched to like, I would buy any meat or protein at the store. Like now I always go for organic or grass-fed. I don't like fish, but I would recommend wild-caught fish. And also just like, I love getting organic fruits and vegetables. I love getting yogurt that's no added sugar, simple ingredient. Swishing my protein powders. Oh my God, it was crazy. Sucralose, the natural and artificial flavors, Fruity Pebbles. What's it called? Like Fruity Pebbles protein powders? Are you kidding
me?
Yes. With like 80 ingredients. And then I wonder why I have acne and feel so gross and bloated. And then there was one other thing I was going to say. Oh, cereal. Like even when like I love cereal, like I would be like, oh, Fiber One, I'm so healthy. And now I'm able to realize like, oh, wait, that's not the healthy option. But we're so lucky now that there's so many, and I'm not 100% gluten free, but we're so lucky now that there's so many healthy and delicious, better for you options out there, whether it's a cereal or a yogurt or a protein powder or electrolytes, whatever it is. Like there's so much more free information out there too that's credible and like really life altering.
Were there accounts for you that you first started following that you were gaining this knowledge? Like for me, for example, I feel like I first found like Dr. Haley Shoff and the Holistic Mother. And that's kind of like the people I was clinging to for like better choice swaps or like why I even really understood what was going on. Did you have accounts like that? Or were you?
I don't think so. Like at the beginning, I was following dietitians who taught me more about, you know, not so much macros, but just about protein, fiber. And I learned so much from them. But then I don't even remember how I got into the like non-toxic, healthy world. I remember I followed Kai on Clean Kitchen Nutrition for a very long time. And then I don't know who else I used to follow. I've always followed Bobby, which was very helpful. And I don't even remember. Like, that's a good question that I've never thought of before.
It's just crazy to me because like, I don't know. I feel like when most people start, it's because, you know, I was following this account and like something just clicked. But like for you, it's almost like it was just kind of intuitive. Like you just like were like, maybe I should be looking into these ingredients or maybe maybe this is a cause of my acne, which is awesome.
It's crazy. No doctor is telling me that. No dermatologist, no doctor is telling me that. It's crazy. I have like a photographic memory of going into my dermatologist's office, not asking me a single question about what I'm eating. The only thing that would come up nutrition related is, did you fast before the blood work? And they're like, great. But it's like, it's crazy. Like I get Snapchat memories of me at high school and college and it is hilarious. Like I laugh. I would get a toasted everything bagel from the deli and I'd get, it would be a peanut butter and jelly because I'm not a cream cheese. I don't like cheese that much, but I hate cream cheese. So I would always either get with butter or I would get, which is probably the smart balance butter, not good.
Yeah.
Or it's peanut butter and jelly. So it's like the Smucker's jam, like, you know, Goobers. Remember Goobers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They're crazy, but it would be that on my bagel. And then I would get a large coffee in a styrofoam cup, iced coffee with drowned French vanilla Coffee Mate. So that would be my breakfast every morning.
Oh my gosh.
And that was what I loved. But then that's when I felt my worst, looked my worst, and was 50 pounds heavier. Like, pick up a 50-pound dumbbell. This my computer probably weighs like 6 pounds. 10 of these is what the extra weight was that I'm carrying. So that's why I say, like, you are, like, people say that eating healthy, and this might be a question later on, is so expensive. But when you think about not only how much better you'll feel and look, but also how much money you'll be saving down the road, and hopefully no doctor's appointments, but it could be inevitable. Like, you are saving yourself a lot of money. It might be a short-term investment, but it's for a long-term gain and for how you feel every single day.
But how did you budget in college? I mean, most college kids are broke. How did you navigate that?
So I was like, I was very lucky that my parents were like paying for a lot of things in college. But I also remember I was like a teacher's assistant for a class or two. I don't even remember how else. I think that was the only way I made money in college. But I also remember, like, Trader Joe's is a very accessible store where they do have some very high quality stuff and, like, at great prices, especially for college students, anyone. So if you live near Trader Joe's, it's great. I remember, like, when you go from not caring a single ounce or knowing a single ounce about nutrition to then just focusing on having meals that are high in real whole foods, you will melt fat off your body at the beginning. And then obviously, as you lose more and more weight, it gets harder and harder, slower and slower. And that's something I even have to help my clients with. They're like, I was losing a pound or two every week, and now it's only like 0.2 pounds. And I'm like, because the more weight you lose, the harder it is to lose weight, because, you know, you could have to consume a few fewer calories every day. And there's always different things. But that's what I always help my clients with: the basics, walking, exercise, strength training, getting sunlight, making sure your sleep is good, and also focusing on your nutrition. Like, people try to overcomplicate it with crazy supplements, like fat burning supplements. And I'm like, no, like, that's not it.
I always talk about that on my page. Like, there's so many free things you can do for your health. If you're like, you don't even have to pay for a gym membership. Go for a walk, do body weight exercises in your living room. Like, just get some, put your feet on the ground. Like, so many free things that can literally change your life.
Do you guys want to hear, do you know Joe and the Juice?
Mm-mm.
Oh, do you know it, Jordan?
Yeah, I actually went to one in Iceland. That was the only place I've seen one.
Okay, so Joe and the Juice is a coffee and sandwich and juice shop all over the US. And major tea that I will be posting on my Instagram today. Major tea. You guys, your jaws are going to drop. So they have juices. People are obsessed with their tuna cotto sandwich. It's probably shit ingredients, but I just have to share this because it's something I need to say. So they have juices. And when I was at Erica's house, Kate, a month or two ago, she told me that when she was in Florida, in Chicago, she was like a foodie influencer. She would go to Joe and the Juice and get a juice every day. One day she's watching what they're putting in her juice, like a pineapple, spinach, cucumber juice, whatever. They're pouring an oil in. So she asked, no, you're going to freak out. You're going to freak out. So she was like, what oil is that? Excuse me, what oil is that? And they showed it to her. And I confirmed it to be true today because I got a black cold brew from them today. They say it's olive oil, which is so unnecessary in a juice.
Yeah,
they say it's to make it thicker and everything. And healthier, they said. It's a 95% canola oil, olive oil. It's
oh my God.
95% canola oil blend, 5% olive oil blend. And they are allowed to call it an olive oil in their ingredient list. My jaw dropped to the floor, and I was there. I was drinking my cold beer waiting for my intern because we had to film right next door to Joe and the Juice, and it was raining out. So I'm sitting in there waiting, and I'm like, wait, I just realized, like, Erica told me this a while ago. So I went, I asked, I even said, what oil do you guys use? The guy said, I don't know if it's extra virgin or just regular. So I'm like, oh, at least it's just olive oil. Maybe they changed it. They go in the back and bring it to me. I should have taken a picture of it. I'm going to be posting it on TikTok later. But can you believe that? That's what they put in a healthy juice. That's dangerous, not only because people have autoimmune issues, can't have canola oil, and they think they're doing their bodies, you know, a service, but they're really doing a disservice. How crazy is that?
Did your jaw drop? What did you say? Were you disgusted?
Like, it was insane. And then I go on the website and these are the juices. So they all just say olive oil, olive oil, olive oil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How scary for that, I feel like. That's like false advertising.
I've never seen this posted online until she brought it up to me. And I was like, that's so interesting. I've never been a juice person, but lots of people are, and lots of people do it to be healthy. And they don't realize that they're pouring canola oil in the juice to make it thicker and healthier. And that just needs to be known. You know, I don't want to shame them and defame them, but it needs to be known that it's not olive oil. And you can remove the oil itself on the app, but I don't trust any place like that.
Well, now I'm like, what even restaurants? Who is using the, because it makes sense that canola oil is so much cheaper than just regular olive oil. Mm-hmm. So how many other restaurants are doing the same? And like that, that's
well, yeah,
crazy.
What smoothie places aren't even listing the oil on there?
Yeah. Or even restaurants like saying like, oh, we cook in olive oil.
And then the worst part is I just showed you a picture of the website. And then if you're in person, look at this. You probably can't see it. It doesn't even show oil on the menu. So how dangerous is that? Like, not only is that like really sus, but that's dangerous.
Dangerous.
What a turn of events for the podcast.
Dude, that is crazy.
Uh-huh.
This is our first time having a scandal on here. So this is exciting.
Yeah.
That should be known. Like, something. And I'm like, will I get in trouble for sharing that? But I'm like, you know, it's a fact. Like, they brought it out to me. You know?
Yeah. It's not like you went in the back and like dug around their stuff. They literally brought it to you.
That is really insane.
What'd you say to the worker?
I mean, it's not their fault. It's not
their
fault. So I was just like, oh, thank you. And I said, what's the reason for this? They said to make it blend better, to make it thicker, and to make it healthy. Healthy. Knowledge is power. And if you want a juice, make it at home.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me. We were at a restaurant a few weeks ago and I was getting a steak and they said they grill their steaks in butter. So I said to her, I was like, that sounds expensive, right? So I said, oh, I have a dairy allergy, which I don't. I said, I have a dairy allergy. Can we forego the butter? And she goes, oh, our butter is soy based. Don't worry. And I was like,
no. And that's why I say one of the tips that I give, and I'm sure you guys give too, is when you go out to restaurants, ask them to switch vegetable oil to olive or whatever. And most of the times, it's still a huge blend and it's not olive oil, which is so sad. It's so sad.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I already don't trust, like, the main reason I don't eat out is not even just because ingredients are horrible, but you never truly know what people are putting into your food, what they're doing with your food, like all of that. And Hunter, after you said that, I don't think I can ever... I don't think I can eat out anymore without like...
There are very few restaurants. I'm not sure about where you live. Jordan, where are you?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Oh, I don't know about you either. But in New York, like there are some like very high quality restaurants that I can trust. I still trust places like, do you know Springbone Kitchen? You probably don't because it's New York and New Jersey only, but incredible high quality food, no seed oils on the premises. Sweet Korean, they have much better for you options. And then there are a few other like local restaurants to New York City, which I can trust. But for the most part, how terrible is that? Like, that's so sad.
How did your family react when you, because I'm sure they're all for like, yeah, lose, like if you want to lose weight, I'm sure they were like all for that. But like when you were then like, all right, and by the way, we're no longer getting we're no longer getting canola oil. Yeah. Like, what did your family say?
So I did a full pantry clean out and my jaw dropped, but it was so empowering for me. My dad is very resistant to give up Skippy. He was a big Skippy eater. Now I could thankfully say, first of all, my mom's lost 30 pounds in the past 2 years.
Wow.
My dad's lost probably like 15 to 20 pounds, definitely some weight. And he got so much healthier and stronger, gym all the time. My sister is healthy now. Her roommates at college are so much healthier now. Like they still drink alcohol, like typical college student, but their pantry went from Cheerios to seven sundaes, went from canola oil to olive oil. Like when I tell you, like the changes have been incredible. But my family, like our home right now, it's completely transformed. We went from cooking with Eggos to cooking with Evergreen waffles or like making them. But like, I'm just using an example, like it looks just like my pantry here, like all the good stuff. And at first my dad was like, I'm not giving up Skippy. I can't do that. And then I find Spread the Love. Peanut, you know, Spread the Love.
I've never tried it.
It's one of the best creamy peanut butters you will ever find. And they make a 15-pound tub. So that's what we give our dog a lot. We put it on like a lick mat and it like takes him like 30 minutes to like lick it all, and it makes him tired while we're eating because he doesn't like attack us. Like there's just so many better for you options that you could find at better prices. I mean, our home is completely transformed. Even cleaning products, like we went from Tide and Downy and Gain to my mom uses Molly Suds tablets at home because like it's so much more convenient than like detergent sometimes, and Branch Basics dishwasher pods and Branch Basics sprays are around the home from Windex. And it took a while to get rid of Windex, but I was like, it's time to cut it. Like, it's time. I threw it out actually one day.
My mom would kill me if I just started throwing away her.
Windex. I'm like, some people say like, finish what you have first, then switch. But I'm like, I bought you Windex. I bought you Branch Basics for the home. Yeah. Throw the fucking Windex out.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't care. Like, throw it out. So, yeah, I'd say safe to say we're a healthy household now.
That's beautiful. I love that they're so supportive in it. Because sometimes I feel like some families are like, you're like, not that my family like shamed me, but they're kind of like, okay, like you're a little dramatic. Like, but if you really think about it, like, fragrance is the new secondhand smoke. Yep. Like, it's detrimental to our health. And just be, I think a lot of people don't like think like, well, it didn't kill me. Like, if something doesn't instantly kill you, they think it's safe. And I'm like, that's not a good way to think about your health. Like, just because something hasn't killed you yet doesn't mean that it's safe.
And we're not 100% perfect by all means, but like, my sister still wears perfume, but you know, I switched her deodorant, I switched her body wash, shampoo, face wash, everything. Mm-hmm. I switched my, we just switched my parents' toothpaste. My dad was using the Colgate blue one and sucralose in toothpaste to now like a better option at Whole Foods. And it's just like little swaps. Like, I'm not saying we're revamping the entire home in one day. You know, like, it's just one little thing at a time. And I think everyone listening to this could benefit from that. Like, focus on one thing a week. Like, I'm looking at 4 Meaningful Mantras candles. Like, think about all the candles in your home. Like, I have a non-toxic, mold-free essential oil diffuser here. Like, there's so many things that we could change. Even if you're an alcohol drinker, like, you could get higher quality wine. There's so many things that we could change in anyone's life, and just focus on one swap at a time. And people tend to think it's so overwhelming and stressful. One thing at a time every week, and in a year, that's 50 something changes. Think about it.
For sure.
I'm glad you brought up the wine. So many people don't realize wine's full of pesticides and sprays. Oh. And it's like crazy. Spring for the organic wine. I bet you'll feel better.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
Okay. So we kind of touched on, you're a certified health coach. So like, tell us, what can people get from you? Like, what does that mean?
So when I lost my weight, a lot of people were asking me, how do I do it? Can I coach them? I didn't feel comfortable coaching people without a certification of some sort. So I found a course online that someone from a camp that I went to previously did a few years before. And I asked her about it and I signed up for it. It was a $4,500 course, I think, which at the time seemed so much, but the amount of money that I've been able to make from that is so crazy, which I'm so thankful for, by coaching people. And it was a 6-month accelerated program. It's through the IIN, Institute for Integrative Nutrition School. And I would honestly say, like, at first I started coaching people, obviously at the beginning, I was very, not clueless, but I was very like a beginner. I coached for free at the beginning and for like 3 or 4 clients, and I started upping my rates, and I still have been upping my rates to like determine my true value with the supply and demand. But now I feel like I'm at a place where I'm able to confidently help pretty much anyone, mostly specializing in losing weight and just simple swaps and like more individualized, personalized attention. And that's been like the best part of it. But I coach all the time now, and it's really rewarding to see people's health change, weight change, and their like how they feel change.
That's amazing. How many, do you have a cap on like how many you will take at a time, or do you have a back list of like people waiting to get on?
I have a form in my bio on Instagram, and it's a wait list form. I haven't even looked at it in a few weeks because I've been so busy, but like there's definitely at least like 15 to 20 names on it. But right now I have like 10 to 15 clients, and I just finished my group coaching, which was 19 women. So that's a lot.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So where can people find you then? Can you like tell them like your Instagram handle, your TikTok, where they can reach out to you, all that?
So Instagram and TikTok are both at Health with Hunter. My Facebook's Health with Hunter with spaces, like Health Space with Space Hunter. I mean, I have my assistant posting for me on Snapchat. Oh, I want to talk about Snapchat. And Twitter, X, but not really that much impact there. LinkedIn. What have you guys used Snapchat? I know, Kate, you like sometimes do that.
Yeah, I need to get better at it. I think since I still have my hometown friends on my Snapchat, it really holds me back from posting just because like a lot of them, or like not even a lot of them, but like some of them, like some of my old best friends, like they don't follow my health account. So I'm like, I know you don't want to be seeing this. So like that makes me feel really self-conscious. But honestly, I'm kind of at the point where like, if you don't want to see it, that's totally fine.
Yeah, you can just continue.
Yeah, unadd me because I don't Snapchat them anymore as is.
Like, I made a new account for it. And I really think I should just like keep that one logged in instead of my personal. And I should just because like we discuss all the time. I'm sure you discuss with Jordan too, like story views and stuff. Like I want to post more things, but I know that Instagram doesn't really like a lot of story views. I mean, a lot of posts. So Snapchat's a place for us to spam.
Yes. Yeah. And I do. I really need to start doing that because the money people make on Snapchat alone is just insane. But the amount of more people we can help because we can post more stories is even more insane. I just, like you said, like we kind of have to cap our Instagram stories so they don't, you know, views don't go down. But like on Snapchat, it doesn't matter. The more actually, the better.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start doing that.
Me too.
I'll do it as an early New Year's resolution.
Same.
Do you use Snapchat?
I know. Maybe now I should.
Honestly, it sounds so silly. It seems like something that Barrett would do. But like, it's really like, I follow people on Snapchat. Like, there's a few guys I follow who like post their workouts every day, mm-hmm. like every move. And I'm like, I'm so interested in it. And like, just random thoughts I have throughout the day that I might want to like share on Instagram. But like, I think it's more like not appropriate, but more like meaningful for like a Snapchat story. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's a good place for it. I don't know.
Yeah, we need to. So let's start doing that.
Yeah. So like people, you went through the certification stuff, but I'm sure you still probably get a lot like, oh, like, what are your credentials? What are you like, how can you speak intelligently about this ingredient? Like, what do you say to people who say that?
So you first of all, you really need to think. First of all, I've never had anyone say that to my face. It's always a comment on TikTok or in my DMs or Instagram. I would say no one who is happy with their life is ever writing that. Because all three of us are trying to do is help people get healthy. And like, if you consider sharing a swap for Cheetos fear-mongering, then I would say that something's not right in your mind, or you could block us politely. Like, imagine what goes through someone's head to say that. And also, like, in my bio, it says certified health coach. Like, I've made many videos on TikTok and a few on Instagram. And I also probably have an Instagram highlight about my coaching certification. So if you don't want to take advice from a health coach, don't go for a nutritionist, a dietitian. Like, no, I'm not making anyone follow me or view my content. You know, like my Instagram is supposed to be like my safe space where I could say anything. Obviously, I can't, I don't say everything we want to say, but I still think that like, if you don't like it, there's probably a billion other accounts you could follow, you know? But clearly those people like it because they're always the ones who still follow me. And they're the ones who follow me and are like, what's your certification to say that Doritos are toxic? I'm like, are you kidding?
Also, like so many of the, it's like the dietitians and the nutritionists who are also commenting, like, what are your certifications? Or like, yes. It like shade, like people who are health coaches or, and I'm just like, you're just scared because everyone is realizing that like your schooling was funded by people who want to keep us chronically.
Yeah. And another thing I've realized is like, so actually going back to that, I've never hired like a diet coach, like a nutrition coach, but I've actually had a like fitness coach before. And like, it's not like a certified personal trainer. It's just someone who I followed on Instagram who like had a great body and also who I really liked and I enjoyed his content. I've done that like twice actually. And it's awesome. I learned so much, but like, I'm not like, if you only want to get advice from a registered dietitian or a nutritionist, by all means, go for it. You know, like I honestly find that some of them are incredibly helpful. But then there's also people who have lost 200 pounds who just share meals and I love their meals. You know, also, I always ask my clients in our first meeting, like, how do you find me? What made you want to work with me? Because there's lots of other people similar to me who take on health clients and they say they liked my approach. They liked simple swaps that aren't so stressful, that still taste good, or toothpaste that still works, things like that. And that is really appreciative. So there's people like that, and there's people who want someone with 10 years of schooling. And I think both are completely okay. You know, like, do whatever you want. So that kind of answers the question.
Another thing is, people who are commenting these things are projecting something. And a prime example is this morning, my little neighbor, Annika, she's not even little, she's 17, yeah. But she started her own health account and she does a lot of like the same things that I post. And I was reading her comments this morning and a girl commented and said, this is orthorexia. Yeah. Stop buying the like better overpriced snacks. And I commented and I said, are you diagnosing her for one?
Like, I commented on Annika's post.
Yes, and said this. And I said, are you diagnosing her? Like, are you a mental health professional? Are you diagnosing her? And two, I said, this sounds a lot like a projection. I was like, I know Annika personally, like she eats a very like 80-20 life. Like she
does. I see her post now too. And she is not strict. She's having a few brownies and cookies. She's having chips. She's having carbohydrates. Like,
yeah.
Who are you to say that? It's crazy.
But the girl replied back to me and said, actually, yes, this was a projection. I'm really sorry. I used to suffer from, I think she said she was anorexic. And like, I felt bad, but I was like, this just proves my point. Mm-hmm. Like, you literally just.
And the comment was nasty.
Yeah, the comment was nasty. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have been like,
yeah,
I wouldn't have,
of course.
And I wasn't mean to her. I literally just said, this sounds like a projection. And like, I know Annika personally. And she was like, yeah, I admit, this was a projection. I was triggered.
I'm
like,
I need to look for it.
Yeah, if you're triggered, if you see a food video and you are triggered, just swipe.
Block.
Yeah, like I am extremely triggered by parents who openly talk about cry it out and openly like post videos of their kids crying. So I just scroll past. I never stop and comment. And I'm like, it's not that hard to just scroll past. Like, don't comment, just scroll. Like,
it's always a projection.
Well, and like, how do people think like knowledge was passed down before? You know, like people don't go to a shaman in Peru and be like, are you certified? Like, where did you get your degree? Like, no, this knowledge has been passed down for like centuries. Like, we know how to take care of like orthorexia. That it's like this new buzzword or something. Like,
it is. But this also might be like a hot take that's controversial, but I also think it's people who want other credible people or influencers to validate their belief mm-hmm. that unhealthy foods are completely okay.
Absolutely.
And that you could still eat, you know, Doritos and canola oil and ultra processed garbage and be healthy. And there are dietitians who make them feel comfortable and safe in that way. So that's my belief on it. And then the dietitians are the ones, only some, there's good and bad, some that are saying that person's orthorexic for, you know, only promoting masa chips because they're cooked in grass-fed beef tallow. But if you dare, like, you can't call a Dorito or a Taki garbage. It's crazy.
That goes hand in hand with, I think, like the same, like people who are saying, you know, like this is orthorexia, is the same moms who say you're mom shaming when you talk about the science behind like cry it out, how detrimental it is. Or
cry it out is when like you just let your kid have a tantrum and cry.
Just like when you leave a kid in their bed to like you leave a baby to just cry until they pass out and fall asleep.
Yeah.
So like when, and it's really controversial in the mom world, but like when I
didn't know that, but I okay. Yeah.
So like, yeah, people will say you're mom shaming when like personally me, I would never do that. And there's science to back up why you shouldn't. But like people will just call it mom shaming. That's the same thing as like the orthorexia people. Like they want to feel better in their choices so that they will like cling to people who are saying it's good. So like these moms will cling to these accounts that say, oh, cry it out is totally fine. It's the same thing with the orthorexic people. They'll cling to the dietitians who, you know, say that they're eating. Yes, exactly. It's the same exact thing in motherhood and in.
Or like you're robbing children of their childhood because you're not letting them eat these, you know, food dyes or whatever. I'm like, eating these terrible ingredients are not going to make or break someone's childhood. In fact, it's going to probably make it better because they're not going to be screaming and throwing fits and having, you know, all these meltdowns.
Same. And it's like, we would, like, even us who post about this stuff, like, we're not judging what other, I mean, you guys could speak on it, but Kate, you are not judging what other moms are feeding their kids in public.
Right.
Like, in your head, you might say, what the fuck? But and you're not saying you're giving your kid poison. Like, they are the ones who want to feel safe, and they feel safe by putting other people down who are trying to prove another point.
Exactly. 1,000%.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy to see the mental switch of like people just project and like, and I can see it firsthand because I used to project when I was like miserable and didn't like myself. Like, and now that I'm on the other side of it, I'm like, oh, everyone is just projecting because they hate themselves, like not because actually.
And I hate to say it, but I even have friends who are like that, and I'm sure like you guys might too. But like I have friends who project, and I also have friends who not a lot of friends, but like I also know other people who love to like put down what we do because either it doesn't go against their values or they don't like literally just want to see us succeed. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy to see. And Hunter, you've probably seen this, like as you get more successful, the more people are like, just don't want to see you succeed, or like, okay, they like hit a certain point. Like, I don't want to see them do well. Like, yeah. It's no longer fun to support them because they're doing so much.
Yeah. We have a good group of people who we go to, which is amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Hunter, for joining us. This was really fun. And you're actually you're the first man we've had on. So, so this will be fun for everybody to listen. And tell us one more time where they can find you and how they can reach out to you.
Yes, such a good episode. At Health with Hunter on Instagram and TikTok, or Health with Hunter on Facebook.
Great. Thank you so much. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes in, on, and around their family. We'll be back next week with another conversation. But until then, trust your instincts, question everything, and stay unbothered.